Welcome to another episode of Vintage Sports Internet News. I'm your host, Jay Lamont. Yeah, baby, it's been a while. I know it's been a while, but I've been waiting. You know how I do it, man. It's been some boxing going on. They've been getting it on, but hey, y'all ain't seen nothing yet coming on, man. Charlo getting ready to get it on with Canelo. Who you got? I know, man, but hey, right now I've been waiting. Hey, you know, man, I'm kind of over the hill, man, and you know, I've been having some rough days. I'm not gonna go into that, but yeah, man, I've been having some pretty rough days. But yeah, man, it's prime time Saturday. Hey, I know, man, all the experts and analysts, man, they, you know how they be talking about, man, you know, the Alabamas and the Clemsons and the big time programs, you know, every year, you know, they talk about all these Georgias and, you know, all the big time programs. But this year, man, all the buzz has been going around my man, primetime Deion Sanders. And you know what? I'm not going to do it like that. Hey, man, it's the University of Colorado Buffaloes, man. They giving it up this week, man. They are playing TCU, Texas Christian University. Hey, man, it's going down at noon today. Yeah, if you ain't checking it out, man, I don't know what you're doing. Get your popcorn ready. And all the experts, man, don't nobody know what's going down. Nobody know what's going down, man. Nobody know what's going down. But we've already had some games. Yes, we have. How did your team fare, man? We've already had some games. And it's been some humdingers, man. USC, Notre Dame, Utah, they did their thing, man. All those teams, they have already played. Georgia State, give it up for Georgia State. Jacksonville State, oh man, all those teams, they did their thing, man. Come on, y'all. Y'all got to give it up for, you know, Rhode Island, Samford. You know, come on, man. They did their thing. Jackson State rolled, you know, without primetime Deion. Louisiana Tech, they rolled. You know, it's like, come on, man. You know, Lindenwood, let's give it up. It's primetime Saturday, man. And like I said, some teams have already played. Hawaii, you know, they've already played. University of Central Florida, you know, they put on a show with my man Caleb Williams. Yeah, they put on a show, man. So it's prime time Saturday. And with all the trash talking that's been going on, you know, the Big Ten, they are every year, the Big Ten. And, you know, we've had some switching up of the guard and, you know, the University of Minnesota, you know, hey, man, they trying to play some ball. You know, Iowa, you know, they ain't never short stopping. It's going to be some good ball played this year. The University of Alabama, Birmingham, with Jacob Zeno. He throwing that rock. It's going to be some good. It's going to be some good. It's going to be some good ball played this year. So, you know, how's your team faring? I don't know if your team, excuse me. I don't know if your team played over the week, but my man Jalen Buckley with Western Michigan, yeah, he almost had 200 yards rushing first game of the season. You know what I'm saying? Him and my man Marcus Carroll for Georgia State. They came out of the first game and said, boom, we're busting out. They was busting out on that funk, man. They all had, you know, over 100 yards. It was a few more than a few that had over 100 yards. And there were a few almost busting out on the funk, you know. So, you know, Victor Rosa, he was almost busting out on the funk for Connecticut. he had 99 yards. So, yeah, Jordan Ford, Tulsa, he had 110 yards. Hey, man, it was some exciting. If you wasn't into the football, man, where were you? You know what I'm saying? Missouri, University of Missouri, man, they showed out, boy. Where were you? I'm serious, man. Them boys were, they were doing their thing, man. I don't know. Who's gonna win the national championship? I guess that's really what it all boils down to. Because all of this hype, all of this going through the first game of the season, who's gonna win the national championship? Man, my man Luther Burden III, man, he had 7 receptions, almost 100 yards, a touchdown. Yeah, my man Luther Burden, he a weapon, man. Yeah, I hate the other receiver left. Him, them two boys from East St. Louis. Well, one of them was from Belleville. One of them was, they saying, from St. Louis. But they both went to Eastside, East St. Louis Senior High School. And, man, they both real big weapons. But I wish them both well, because they both big-time receivers. And they both got their own way of, you know, shaking and baking. Yeah, so yeah, way to go, Luther Burden III. And Duke Miller had 9 receptions for Jackson State. You know my man Duke, man. He always catching that ball, man, and they always going to him, man. Yeah, Duke Miller. I wish he'd have gotten the end zone, though. He didn't have any touchdowns. But the big man was Louisiana Tech Smoke Harris. He had 11 receptions, 155 receptions. I mean, receiving yards. 11 receptions, 155 receiving yards, and 1 TD. So, yeah, it's going down. Today, is your team playing? Because it's off and going on, man, today. Florida International, they're playing today. Bethune-Cookman, they're playing Memphis. Oh, that's a heavy load, Bethune-Cookman. Because Memphis, you know, they always keep that running back that electrifies. So you're going to have to stop that running back. Now, I don't know if they got that this year, because I haven't watched Memphis in the last few seasons. I haven't really been keeping up with Memphis like I usually do. But Memphis usually keeps that electrifying running back. And they always has a nice quarterback. So, yeah, Bethune-Cookman, you got your hands full. Yeah, and I got my hands, Bethune-Cookman got a nice defense. They got a nice defense. So we'll see what's going on with that game. And yeah, like I said, Missouri, they took down South Dakota 35-10 last night. That was a nice game. So yeah, who you got today? Mississippi and Mercer. Yeah, it's going to be a good game. And that'll be going down on the SEC network today at 2 p.m. Okay, so if you guys want to see that. And again, this is another game that I think will be very interesting. Jacksonville State, who is 1-0, they'll be taking on, I think this is Eastern Tennessee State University. Yeah, 2 p.m. That'll be on ESPN Plus. That's going to be a very good, interesting matchup, because Eastern Tennessee State, if I'm not mistaken, Eastern Tennessee State, they are usually pretty decent. They don't usually win a lot, but they usually be competitive. If that's the team I'm thinking of. I don't keep up with them a lot either. But if this is the team I'm thinking of, they're usually competitive, but they don't win a lot. And Jacksonville State, you know, they they come on with it, man. They come on with it. So that's going to be an interesting matchup. I'm gonna look back on that one and see if that's not the game I'm thinking of. So yeah, that's going to be an interesting matchup. But this one's going to be real nice on the NFL Network at 3 p.m. Y'all check this one out: Grambling State in Hampton. Yeah, baby. Yeah, they gonna be in rare form, man. Grambling State in Hampton for the first game. Yeah, they gonna be in rare form. You know, man, that's gonna be nice. Yeah, Grambling State in Hampton, first game of the season. That's gonna be nice. Yeah. Now, I don't know what they were thinking in this one, because this gonna be on NBC, Tennessee State and Notre Dame. Yeah, Coach George, yeah, I know them defensive backs, they gonna get wore out, because that boy, that running back, what was his name? Can't I'm having a vintage moment, but that boy is a bull. Woo, them defensive backs gonna have to come up, boy. They're gonna have to come up, and they're gonna be by the fourth quarter, you're gonna have to send about four more, and then four more in. I'm just saying, man, your linebackers, oh my goodness, get the ointment for the shoulders. Yeah, get the ointment, because Notre Dame, they're 1-0, and they'll be playing against Tennessee State. That'll be on NBC at 3:30 p.m., and God willing, I'm going to watch that one, because I like Tennessee State. Y'all know that's one of my teams. Yeah, it is. It's one of my teams. They're going up against powerhouse Notre Dame. I don't care what you say. I'm rooting for Tennessee State. I don't care what you say. Yeah, and I like Notre Dame. Yeah, I do. I certainly do. That's one of my teams, too. But I love Tennessee State. I certainly do. Way back when they had Joe 747 Adams, I haven't took the pedal off the metal since, and I'm not gonna do it now. So all of you Tennessee State fans, y'all know what I'm talking about. All of you Tennessee State fans, y'all know I will not back up. I love y'all. I love these sports fans. Sports fans, y'all know what I mean. Okay, Tennessee State, Notre Dame, 3:30 NBC. Okay, Syracuse, Colgate, ACC, 4 p.m. And we got some nice, decent games for the first day of the season. It's really nice. If you like football, Alabama A&M, Vanderbilt. Another real good first day. Alabama A&M, Vanderbilt. Ooh, boy, this is really nice. Southern Illinois, Austin Peay. Again, if you like football, Austin Peay, Southern Illinois University, Carbondale. If you love football, this is a really, really good first day. So, yeah, let's get it on. Let's get it on. And again, we're going to top it off with Major League Baseball, and then we're going to end it with a little bit of boxing. How's your team doing in Major League Baseball? Did you guys see my man Ronald Acuña? And he was just so cool, wasn't he? Ronald Acuña, that's my man. I mean, he was just laid back like, yeah, okay, guys, what you need, man? You just want a picture? And we can talk about that security. You got him. Security, you got him. They just want a picture, security. Okay, get him out of here. And that was the, you know, these people, man, they just want to just 2 seconds of fame. Just 2 seconds of fame, but it just messes it up for the real fans, you know, the real fans, the people that really, really love the game, and we like it, and, you know, we enjoy it, and, you know, I've got overly excited, so many of us, and, you know, yeah, you get full of that beer, and, you know, too much popcorn, you know, and some of us, man, we overdo the popcorn, man. You know, they serve us too much of the what's the tacos? Yeah, we had too many of the tacos, man. But anyway, how you gonna do with this fight? And who says that? I'm gonna tell you what I really think about it. And you know y'all, you know sometimes I be kind of on point. You know, sometimes it just be my little observation. Don't be always right. But y'all know why you wait till the man get old. That's your M.O. Man, you know, you can see Canelo is a little slower. You can see Canelo is a step slower and his reflexes ain't what they were. I'm just going to keep it a buck, y'all. You know how I do it. The man, he waiting on the right chance. Yeah, that's why he moving up. He need that, man. They watch this stuff, man, like a science, man. They got people watching this stuff like it's a science. And he thinks it's the right time. You know, he thinks it's the right time to challenge Canelo. You know, you saw it in the Bivol fight. You know, and you know, was it time for him to go up like that? No. Should he have gone up? Hey, I don't blame, you know, Canelo. Canelo thought he was, you know, the man. Pound for pound. All this stuff went to his head. I don't blame him. You know, I was riding the Canelo train too. I was. And when I saw Bivol, man, wasn't even budging. Wasn't even, them punches wasn't even. Man, he was looking at Canelo like, that's it? Okay, well, take this. And Canelo was like, whoa, this might have been a mistake to come up here. And so you could see after that fight, and then the last fight, I forget the guy he fought, but you could see that this ain't the same Canelo. This ain't that same guy. He's still real nice. He's still real nice. But this ain't the same guy. So Charlo, yeah, okay. Okay, Charlo. But who you rocking with? Who you rocking with, guys and gals? Because, you know, it's a lot of females be out in them. In there. Do y'all see all them females be out there? So y'all need to quit rocking like y'all the only ones know about boxing. Yeah. Quit it. And Clarissa Shields, quit it. Stop. Boy, girl. I said boy. No, that's disrespectful. Stop it. Clarissa, stop it. You know, my man Keith Thurman, you handled that very well, sir. I got to applaud you on that one. Very professional. Very professional how you handled that. Because Clarissa, you need to quit. I know you spar against guys. I know you spar against dudes. I know they pretend like they really, really, really coming at you. They really, really, but I know. But you got to understand, man, a man know his limits. He really want to knock you out. He knock you out for real. And I know you be knocking him out in practice and all that. I know. But you pick the right one. He gonna show you. He gonna really show you. But Keith Thurman, you handled that very well, because there's no man that should really, really, really knock her out. Don't do that. Please don't do that. Because I heard men in the comments talking about, go on, knock out. No, for real. Go on, knock out. Go on, show her. Go on, show her, Keith. Knock her out. And I be, you know, at first I was kind of like, well, maybe, well, gone. And and the more I think about it, I'm like, no. Keith, you handled that very well. So with that, it's out. It's like Vintage Sports, Internet News. Who you got? Prime Time Saturday, Colorado, TCU. Hey, man, I want to roll with Colorado for real, but. Hey, don't nobody know what's going to happen. Don't nobody know what's going to, what either team got. TCU, you had the powerhouse last year. Colorado, you got nice quarterback, nice receiver, cornerback. Come over with a nice linebacker. I don't know. We'll see. We'll toss it up. How about that? Vintage Sports, Internet News. We're out. Peace.